أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Whoever exercises ikhlas and sincerity for 40 mornings, fountains of wisdom burst from his soul and flow over his tongue. And we were discussing the significance of the ilm and taqwa, ilm and amalun salih in this regard. And tonight I would like to shed some light on the concept of ilm. We commonly say that what is required when we use the word ilm is knowledge of the fara'id. That's the bare minimum. That means we learn our wajibat and we abstain from the muharramat. So the knowledge about the fara'id that we have, that's the bare minimum wajib on the neck of every baligh person, girl or boy who reaches the age of Islamic maturity. But knowledge in Islam is having an extremely vast meaning. This is just the basic. Islam is a religion where we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim al-mutlaq, the absolute knowledgeable. And ilm is ayn al-zat, is nothing but his essence. Every source, everything of the knowledge comes back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the khalifa that Allah appoints, who is the, what we say, al-insanul kamil, insane kamil in Farsi. That means the perfect human. That khalifa of Allah, that's vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the perfect human, is the one who has the knowledge of all the haqa'iq and realities of alamul imkan, all the realities of the possible existences and the possible world of existences. The universe is divided into two categories of existences, wajib al-wujud and mumkin al-wujud, things which are necessary being, and there is only Allah who is the mistaq, who is the only one who is wajib al-wujud, his existence is necessary, and mumkin al-wujud means those of the existences which are other than Allah, all of them are mumkin al-wujud, so they were not there and then they were created, so there it is yastavi lahu al-wujud wal-adam, those existences for whom existence and non-existence is equal. So all the rest of the things other than Allah fall in that category. So the Khalifa of Allah, who is the perfect human, is the one who has the knowledge of the realities of the entire world of Imkan, the whole universe of the existences which are Mumkin al-Wujud, that means the possible beings. And he is the Majla of all the Asma, that means the Asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Husna, reflect in his personality, and he is the Madhar and reflection of all the Sifat Al-Ulya, all the great Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah commanded Prophet, the angels to do sajda towards Prophet Adam, it was actually not a sajda towards Hazrat Adam alayhi ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Actually, in tafsir, our mufassireen have clearly mentioned that the sajda was actually towards the, certainly towards the rububiyyat, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his, it was an ubudiyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plus a ta'zeeman wa ikraman lana, how the hadith says it was a ta'zeem in respect of us, that means Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So the khilafat, which was the angels which were paying the respect, doing the sajda towards Prophet Adam, they were actually paying the respect towards the maqamul adamiyya. That means the maqam of the khilafatun ilahiyya. That means that level which the perfect human enjoys. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is also having in his sulb the noor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and the noor of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which actually is the same one noor, and that noor is the misdaq of the most perfect human being who represents the Maqam al-Adamiyya, that means the high status of being the perfect human, reflecting Allah in all his sifat and all of his asma, and on top of all, al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah. See, all the things in the universe, our scholars say the whole universe is Qur'anun takweeni. It's a takweenan, it's a Qur'an, because all the things in the universe are madhar of the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything which is not madhar cannot exist, including the animals who are also madhar of one or more than one names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and including shaitan, la'anatullahi alayhi al-rajim, who is also the madhar of al-idlal al-jaza'i, what in Farsi we say idlal kayfariye khudawand. That means when Allah wants to misguide someone because of punishment and revenge and intiqam, Allah never misguides. Allah always guides. Allah is not the one who misguides. But there are people who are doing disobedience after disobedience after disobedience after sins after sins after sins, so much that a time arrives that Allah leaves them alone to their own desires. And this is what is called the misguidance from Allah. Actually, it's not Allah is not misguiding. Allah leaves them alone. Isn't it right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them alone. And this leaving them alone is the misguidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For shaitan is the same thing. Shaitan has been left alone by Allah, away from Allah's rahmat, when he's thrown out from the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's rajim, that means the one who has been thrown out of Allah's domain of rahmat, he no longer has any rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala getting close to him. So he's left up to him, do what he wants. Isn't that right? So this is called idlal, misguidance. If a person is left up to his own desires, he is misguided. That's what it takes to become a dal, and in so many cases a mudil, also misguiding the rest. So everything, coming back to our point, everything which exists in the alamul imkan is Quranun takwini. Everything that exists is the madhar of Allah, one or more than one names of Allah. If a person is not a madhar, it cannot exist, including the animals and the humans and the jinns and the birds and the fishes, and including the shaitan, who is the madhar of al-idlalul jaza'i. This is mujazat. This is a mujazat. This is a revenge of Allah that Allah is taking from shaitan because of his own intentional, knowingly and intentionally doing the arrogance and disobedience. So we find that the perfect human being, who is the insan kamil, the khalifa of Allah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word khalifa in Arabic we use for a place where someone performs a job in your proxy when you are not present. If you are absent, you don't want to go on your job, you don't want to appear somewhere where you were expected to be. If you cannot go, you appoint your deputy. Isn't that right? Somebody to work in your proxy, niyabatan, in your behalf. Isn't that right? In Arabic, we call this person who works in your proxy as khalifa, and you are called the mustakhlafun anhu, someone working on your behalf. This meaning of khalifa does not apply in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is never absent. Isn't that right? There's no place and there's no time where Allah is not there. So this meaning, the literal meaning of istikhlaf, of assigning somebody to be working in your proxy, doing the job in your absence, this meaning of istikhlaf in Arabic does not apply in the favor of Allah. So when we use the word, when we are using the word of khalifa and discussing the concept, it does not mean someone working on behalf of Allah in his absence. This meaning is not what we are intending. What we mean is that someone who is madhar of Allah, the majla of Allah's asma and sifat, someone who is reflecting Allah in every attribute, and he is muhit on all the existences. He is surrounding all the existences. The khalifa of Allah, because he represents all the names and all the sifat, all the attributes and the names of Allah, so he has in the knowledge of all the attributes and all the names, and ilm, when he has the knowledge of all the attributes and all the names, it can happen only when you have ihata, that means you surround all the existences. Just like a book surrounds the maktub, just like a kitab is muhit over the maktub, a book surrounds what is included in the contents of the book. Similarly, a khalifa is surrounding all the mawjudat, all the existences, and he has the knowledge over all of them. So we also refer in Ilm al-Irfan as al-kaunul jami', the comprehensive existence. This is another term that we use for the khalifa of Allah. Al-kaunul jami', al-kaun in Arabic means Al-Kawn yani Al-Wujud. What we mean by the word Al-Kawn is Mastar. You know, what we mean by the word is the person who is existing. So that existence, that Mawjood who is Jami' means comprehensive, all-inclusive. So the Haqiqat of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which is beyond the imagination of a human mind, is Al-Kawnul Jami'. That's why my teacher was saying, Ayatullah Jawadi Hafizahullah, was saying that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have, Shakhsiyatun Haqiqiyya, they have a real personality and they have a legal personality. Legal personality means there's a legal aspect of their personality as well. What when we say we need to have the ma'rifat of the Imam, and ma'rifat depends on ilm and amal, and ilm is basic learning the fara'id, the wajibat and the muharramat, so we perform the wajibs and we abstain from the haram. That's what we are discussing, isn't it right? So when we talk about the fact that ma'rifat of the Imam is wajib upon us, ma'rifat of the Imam, what we mean is the legal aspect of their personality only. That is what is wajib upon us to learn. We are not intending to say that it is wajib upon us to learn the shakhsiyatul haqiqiyya, the real personality of the Ahlul Bayt, because their haqiqi level and status is beyond the reach of human minds. Allah can never oblige us to learn something which is beyond our reach. We don't even know their haqiqat, their reality, which is al-kawnul jami', the existence which is comprehensive and all-inclusive, is beyond measurement of human mind. We cannot fathom and measure an existence which is surrounding the whole universe. How can our mind fathom and measure and surround an existence which is surrounding the whole universe? You know, that's not possible. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be imagined, similarly the haqiqat of the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who are the al-madharul akmal, the most perfect reflection of Allah, can also not be surrounded and imagined. Their real personality is beyond the reach. So we are only we are only obliged to have the ma'rifat of their legal aspect of their personality. Legal aspect of their personality, what does that mean? That means that they are the wali and mawla, and we are their abd and servants. Isn't that right? So they are the wali assigned by Allah, they are the khalifa, they are the imam, and when they are the wali and mawla, then it is wajib on us to obey them and to follow their commands. Their walayat is the legal person aspect of the personality. Walayat and imamat. This is what is binding upon us to learn the fara'id towards their walayat and imamat. This is what we can do. So, Quran is the idol of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, based on the hadith of Saqalain, إِنِّي تَعْلَكُنْ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلَ بَيْتِي. Isn't it right? I'm leaving behind on you two valuable things, Book of God and my Ahlul Bayt. So this is idl, means mu'adil, means a parallel. Quran is a parallel of Ahlul Bayt. Something which is parallel, mentioned as parallel by the Prophet, is a parallel. So Quran is a parallel of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That's what our scholars say, the Quran is in the hukum of Al-Insanul Kamil, because it is a parallel of Al-Insanul Kamil. So Quran is also in the same hukum and the same category. So in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had said, U'titu jawami' al-kalim wa u'tiya aliyun jawami' al-ilm. I have given the combination of all the words, and Ali was given the combination of the knowledge. Well, my teacher was saying that even the first statement was enough to make the same point, because it is actually Jawami al-Kalim, you know, says the same thing, because basically it could have been sufficient, I mean to say, it could have been sufficient, my teacher says, because the haqiqat of, you know, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam is actually one, it's not multiple. When we are talking about one actual reality, you know, which appears in various, you know, in the various human forms, the haqiqat and reality is actually one, which is also proven from the light of the Holy Quran, the verse of Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran, related to the Mubahala, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. So this أَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, we learn in the light of that verse that the haqiqat of the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam was actually one. And what distinguishes the al-insan al-kamil from the rest of the humans is the fact, and the rest of the existence is, we already said in the beginning that all the mawjudat are the mazhar of Allah, including the animals. If a person is not the mazhar, it does not survive. It cannot be there. So in order for something to be there, to be existing, it has to be mazhar for one or more names of Allah. So everything is a mazhar of Allah. What distinguishes the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam from the rest is the fact that they are the mazhar of, not only they are the mazhar of all the names, but they are also the mazhar of the greatest name of Allah, Al-Ismul A'zam, which again is not just a name, but it is a maqam and a level of the ruhaniyat, in the taharat. So we find Amir Mumin alayhi salam talking about the divine personalities. He says, hajama bihim al-ilmu ala haqiqat al-basira, that's in Nahj al-Balagha, وَبَاشَرُوا رُوحَ الْيَقِينَ وَاسْتَلَانُوا مَسْتَوْعَرَهُ الْمُطْرِفُونَ. Ilm has attacked over them on the, you know, on the haqiqat of awareness and basirat, and they have been in touch, in contact with the ruh and essence of yaqeen and certitude, essence of certitude, ruh al-yaqeen. وَاسْتَلَانُوا مَسْتَوْعَرَهُ الْمُطْرِفُونَ, and those people who are worshipping this dunya, what they consider to be difficult, these personalities consider to be easy. So we find that haqiqat of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are the place where the asrar and secrets of Allah are hidden in their haqiqat. Hum mawdi'u sirrihi, Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, hum mawdi'u sirrihi wa laja'u amrihi wa aibatu ilmihi wa maw'ilu hikamihi wa kuhufu kutubihi wa jibalu deenihi. So they are the ones who, basically, we learn in the light of this hadith that the secrets of Allah are hidden in their reality, in them, and the knowledge of Allah and the wisdom is there. So they are the home for the divine knowledge and secrets and wisdom. وَلَهُمْ خَصَائِصْ حَقُّ الْوَلَايَ وَفِيهِمُ الْوَصِيَّ, and they have specific attributes. The right of walayat means the rule over the universe. Everything is musakhar under their command. Walayat means hukumat, like we say walayatul faqih means hukumat of faqih. Walayat means rule and hukumat, tasallut. So they have hukumat and rule over the over everything other than Allah. And fihim al wasiyyah, and among them is the wasiyyat. So when we are discussing personalities like this, so they are the ones who they see the realities completely. Every existence, the reality of that existence is not only known to them but seen to them. Just like Amir Mumin alayhi salam says about himself, Ara Nur al Wahi. He didn't say, I hear the light of Wahi. He says, Ara Nur al Wahi. I see the Nur of Revelation. War Risala. That means he can see the Nur of Risalat. See, you cannot see the Nur of Risalat because we are under the hijabat. Isn't that right? We can see the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we cannot see his Risalat. His Risalat is part of the Ghaib. And that's what we believe, that all the beliefs of ours are Ghaib. So Rasul, the physical existence of the Rasul is part of the Shuhud. But his Risalat is not part of the Shuhud. The Risalat is part of the Ghaib. It's unseeable entity. Likewise, Imam Ali says, وَأَشُمُّ رِيحَ النُّبُوَّةِ. And I can smell the smell of Nubuwwat. So Nubuwwat has a smell, which Imam Ali alayhi salam can smell it. And likewise, he says, Inni la ala yaqeenim min Rabbi. I'm certainly on the yaqeen, about my Lord, in other words. Also in another hadith, Imam Ali says, Ma shakaktu fil haqq mudh uritu. I never had shak in haq and truth and righteousness since I was shown. He didn't say since I learned it. Muz urituhu, since I was shown the haq. So that's what we are discussing, that the insan al-kamil, the perfect human being and the khalifa of Allah, has ilm bil mashhudat. He has the knowledge of, he sees all the existences, not just learns about them. Just like we find in the history of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam. Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam became blind because of the long years he was away from his son Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And finally, when Hazrat Yusuf's shirt was brought, qamis was brought, and it was far, far away from Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salam, far away, miles and miles away from him. Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salam had said, Surah Yusuf says in Surah 94, verse 94, Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salam had said, Inni la ajidu riha Yusufa lawla an tufannidun. So I am finding the smell of Yusuf. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was there in Egypt. He was not coming. But the qamis that Hazrat Yusuf has worn was brought by somebody. So Prophet Ya'qub had said, Inni la ajidu riha Yusuf. I certainly am finding the smell of Yusuf, in other words. So this is the example from the Holy Quran that supports what we are discussing. So likewise, the Holy Quran talks about Jahannam, that kalla law ta'lamuna ilm al-yaqeen la tarawunna al-jahim. If you had the ilm al-yaqeen, if you knew with the ilm al-yaqeen, you would have certainly seen the Jahim. So hellfire is an existence which is present. It's not theoretical. It's not something which is imaginary. It's not something that will be created. It exists right now, but it is not seen by us, because we are not Ahlul Yaqeen. We don't have the Ilmul Yaqeen. So if we had the Ilmul Yaqeen, we would be able to see and witness the existence. And the Insan al-Kamil and the Khalifa of Allah is witnessing all the existences without exception, instead of just knowing it. Also about the hearing the voice of the angels. There are countless angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performing countless tasks day and night. Every drop of the rain brings one angel with it, the hadith of the Prophet says. We learn in light of the hadith, along with every drop, one angel is coming. Can you count the number of angels? This is just about the rain. What about the wind? What about so much risk and so many other things going on? Countless tasks and assignments of Allah are, taking place in every fraction of the second, thousands of trillions of much more than those actions are taking place. So all those angels are there. Angels are busy in the zikr of Allah. They perform the task. And apart from that, there are angels who are assigned for those who have istiqamat. Those of the mu'mini who show istiqamat and resilience in the path of Allah, Allah sends down angels upon them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who said, our Lord is Allah, and then they did istiqamat. They were steadfast. They did resilience on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we learn in the light of the verse, that they did resilience. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels are, they get down on them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. That don't be afraid and don't be sorrowful, and the basharat and glad tidings of the paradise which they were promised is given to them. Now the voices of the angels are not heard to us. There is confirmed talk of angels who are sent down, and that voices is not known. This is also part of the ghaib. But again, the Khalifa and Al-Insan Al-Kamil is hearing all those voices. So the reason why the Khalifa is aware of all what is going on is because of the fact he is aware of all the haqa'iq of the Holy Quran. And why he is aware of all the, because Quran is the book which has the haqiqat and ilmu ma kan and ilmu ma yakun and ma huwa kain ila yawm al-qiyamah, things which are present now with that will be happen and thing that has happened. So because they have the knowledge of the complete book of Quran, that's the reason they are engulfing the whole universe and have the knowledge of everything in the universe by witnessing it, not by learning it from the books. They did not learn it from any book. There was no book when their reality was created, and their reality from the day one when it was created had the knowledge of everything at the time of birth. Isn't that right? So it's not a bookish information, but it's an information related to witnessing and seeing the haqa'iq. So Quran has said, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَّرُونَ. So this is a respectable book, an honorable book, inside the hidden book, فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. So this Quran is inside the hidden book. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَّرُونَ. No one can touch it except the purified. And according to the Ayatul Tathir, Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are not only purified from the sins, but also purified from the asar and the impacts of the sins. So they are the ones who have access to the batin and hidden reality of Quran. And the batin of Quran is also mashhood for them, is also seeable for them. So every ayat has a batin, and every surah has a batin, and the whole Quran has a batin. And because they are witnessing the whole batin of Quran, so they have the knowledge of entire Quran. And because they have the entire Quran and its knowledge, that's why they have the knowledge of everything in the world. So when Imam Ali alayhi salam raised his claim, which he made several times, not just once in his life, several times, that saluni qabla an tafqiduni, ask me before you miss me. And this Anas bin Malik was present in the gathering, and he said that, can you tell me how many hairs do I have? And Imam Ali salam said that Rasulullah has told me that under every hair of your head there is an angel who is sending la'nat on you, and under the hair, every hair of your beard, there is a shaitan who is misleading you. And he also, Imam Ali also informed him about the presence in his house. He had his young baby son, which was Sanan ibn Anas, one of the Qatilin of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And he mentioned, Imam Ali mentioned it to him as well, about the presence of that lowly son. So a person who is the Khalifa of Allah and Al-Insanul Kamil, the perfect human, having ilm bishuhud, that means witnessing things and then knowing it by seeing the things, has the right to claim, ask me whatever you want to ask, in other words, because this shows the absolute information of a person and a comprehensive knowledge that he enjoys. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam says in the khutbah 144, Bina yusta'tal huda wa yustajlal ama. It's through us that the guidance is being sought. Seeking of the guidance. That means seeking of the guidance is through us. And no one can get guided except through the Ahlul Bayt. No one, everyone who gets the guidance is through them. وَيُسْتَجْلَلْ عَمَى. And the blindness is illuminated. You know, some people are blind at heart. You know, isn't it right? They don't know the truth and haq. They are not following the path of haq. They may think that they are following the path of haq, but actually they are not following the path of haq. So this is called amal qalb. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Actually, the blindness is not about the eyesight. You know, the real blindness is about blindness of the hearts. So the blindness is illuminated. That means we regain our vision of the soul through the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. In another hadith, Amir Mu'minin alayhi salam says, "Hum aishul ilm wa mautul jahal." They are the life of knowledge and the death of ignorance. So Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are the life of the knowledge. The knowledge is existing because of them, and the jahal is dying because of them. So they are the death of ignorance, and they are the life of knowledge. In another hadith, Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam in khutbah 233, he says, يُخْبِرُكُمْ حِلْمُهُمْ عَنْ عِلْمِهِمْ. That means the knowledge of theirs informs you about the hilm of theirs informs you about their knowledge. وَظَاهِرُهُمْ عَنْ بَاطِنِهِمْ. And their zahir and apparent informs you about their batin. وَصَمْتُهُمْ عَنْ حِكَمِ مَنْطِقِهِمْ. And their silence informs you about the wisdoms of their talk. And then Imam Ali says, لا يخالفون الحق. They do not, they do not oppose the haq and truth. ولا يختلفون فيه. And they don't have difference in the haq. هم دعائم الإسلام. They are the pillars of Islam. أقل الدين أقل وعاية ورعاية. They understood the religion in the way of understanding with depth, deep understandings, with proper awareness based deep understandings. ورعاية, and with taking care of it and taking care. لا أقل سماعي ورواية. Not by understanding through listening and hearing, or through the riwayat, that means narration. You learn it through somebody narrates something to you. This is not the type of understanding of the religion that they enjoy. فإن رواه العلم كثير. At the end he says, the narrators of knowledge are a lot. There are a lot of people who can narrate things of knowledge to us. فإن رواه العلم كثير ورعاته قليل. Whereas the caretakers of the knowledge are less. So obviously you take care of the knowledge in the best way. This is not part of the hadith. But the best way we take care of the knowledge is through practicing it. So when the Khalifa of Allah enjoys this kind of knowledge of the mashhudat, of all the things, witnessing the things and knowing the things, he has the right to say what Imam Ali al-Islam has said, Inna sana'i'u Rabbina, we are the sana'i', and I will explain it to you in a while. Inna sana'i'u Rabbina wa nas ba'du sana'i'u lana. We are the creatures of Allah and the people after, that means, in other words, people after us are our creatures. Now, I translated the word sana'i as creatures, that's the literal translation. But our scholars say that they are under the tarbiyat. The people, all the human beings, are under the tarbiyat, that means under the spiritual upbringing of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we get the hidayat and guidance which is needed, and we get the basirat and wa'i and understanding which is needed, so that we are guided towards the straight path. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had once, and we will continue the thing inshallah in the next lesson, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had once pointed towards his own house and said, Imam first said that kullu ilmin la yakhruj min hadha al-bayt fa huwa batin. Every knowledge that does not come out from this house is falsehood. Wa ashara bi yadihi ila baytihi, and he pointed with his hand towards his house. So every knowledge that does not come out of this house is actually not called as knowledge, it is batil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to have the ittisal and connection with the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Al-Insan Al-Kamil, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to perform our fara'id towards the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and his deputy. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wakhdul al-Kuffar wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din. Wakhdul man khadal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfad wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraji'ana al-Rabbaniyin. La sayyim al-Waliy al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين